The price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's word.
Thank you for what you did here. Thank you for your help, your assistance. Thank you for Thursday. Thank you for Friday. Thank you for yesterday. And thank you for today. To you be all the glory. Father, send your word to us in both services this morning. And let Jesus be glorified. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can we hear a big amen? Can I hear a big amen? The remaining days of this month shall be very sweet for you in the name of Jesus. Your outstanding packages, outstanding blessings, outstanding testimonies, you will not miss out on it in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. So shall it be. If you have not been here since Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, yesterday, you have missed a lot. Yes or no? You have missed a lot. We've had a great time. We've had a great time. And I know today we'll also have a great time. Shortly, Apostle Tolu Agbola will be joining us for the second service. And I know that God will bless us. In the name of Jesus. Welcome at least three people and tell them they are welcome to God's presence. And then please be seated. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. I welcome you to God's presence in this first service. And I know that the Lord that you are serving will bless you in the name of Jesus. I want to appreciate all our youths, particularly those who have been involved from the day one of this program, who have been coming, and I believe they have been blessed in the name of Jesus. My focus this morning will be on the youths and, of course, on every one of us. So I'll be speaking on my concluding part of the series on Position for the Top, which I call The Way to the Top. The Way to the Top. The way to the top. The first day was very powerful. Second day, very powerful. If you missed that, please go and watch it. Especially if you are a youth and you want to get to the top. Especially if you really want to get to the top, then you need to watch it over and over again. Even be able to mention the points verbatim. First day, I think I gave about 12 points that will position you for the top. The second day, about 6. Then yesterday, Mama also spoke to us very extensively on relationship and marriage. And we also had various sessions of, different trainings here yesterday. And to God alone be all the glory. The way to the top. The way to the top. I know you all desire to go to the top. Yes or no? But there's a way. There are things to do. And we have spoken about it. We have mentioned about 18 of them already. We just mentioned a few more this morning to summarize the whole thing. And then I expect the servant of God that is coming to continue from there. Thank you, Jesus. Things to note about the top, number one. Is that you don't only pray to get to the top, you pay to get to the top. Value is a function of cost. What you go home with is dependent on the value you can pay. You don't go to a car workshop and just pick a Rolls Royce and then you say you want to pay the cost of Okere Joelo. You know that car? That small Toyota car. And you say, I want to pay the price of this small Toyota car for a Rolls Royce. So, you don't only pray to get to the top. You have to pay to get there. You have to pay the price. Number two thing to note is that the top is waiting for you, but you have to make your way there. The top is waiting for you, but you have to make your way there. You can't just find yourself at the top. You have to make your way to the top before you can get there. If you want to climb somewhere, you don't just sit down somewhere and you say, then I'm flying there. No, you have to find your way there. You have to find your way there. You have to find your way there. Thank you, Jesus. Number three thing to note is that getting to the top is a race. And you must be willing to run to be able to get there. Getting to the top is a race. 1 Corinthians, I believe, chapter 9, verse 24. Know ye not that all run in a race, but one obtained the prize. So run that you might obtain the prize. So until you are ready to run, you can't obtain. Until you are ready to do what you need to do, you can't obtain. You have to be ready to run. Number four thing to note is that the top is your place in Christ. That is your place. According to Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 13, the anchor scripture for this program since we started, Deuteronomy 28 and verse 13, because God has already destined you to be the head, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only. That is where you are. Above only. And somebody's here today, that will be your testimony. You will be above only in the name of Jesus. I say you will be above only in the name of Jesus. So quickly this morning, as a wrap up on my own part of this conference, I'll be showing us the way to the top. The way that takes you to the top. Are you ready for this? Number one, be willing to take steps. Be willing to take the steps that will take you to the top. If you want to get to the top, you must be willing to take steps. In Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 19, Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19 says, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Number one, you must be willing. Somebody say, I'm willing. Then you must be ready to be obedient to the instructions that takes you to the top. You don't just get to the top, you must be willing. And if you are willing, you will be obedient to the steps. If you want to fly an aeroplane, one time I was privileged to be in the cockpit of a private jet of one of my former bosses, and the pilot was showing me some buttons that you need to press. You know that if you don't press this button, you can't fly. If you don't press this button, you can't move. You can't be steady. You can't. So there are some buttons you need to press before the plane of your destiny can fly. You must be, one of it is willingness. You must be willing. You must be willing. You can't just stay in your bedroom and you say, I want to have a BSc. You did not take JAMB. You did not take WAEC. You did not take, you did not do post-JAMB or whatever, all these things that they do now. You did not do anything. Just stay in your bedroom and say, and I want to have a BSc. So many desire to be at the top of you are willing to take, to pay the price. So be willing to do what God tells you to do. All the instructions you have heard, all the instructions you will see here in the course of the service later on today, it is your willingness to hearken that will take you to the top. It is your willingness to listen and to comply. Not just like, I wish to get to the top. I must get to the top. Papa has prophesied I will get to the top. I just know that I'm going. But you know, but you did not take the steps. Your knowing you are going to get to the top is not enough. You must back it up with willingness and obedience. Your knowing that the top is your place is not enough. You must back it up with obeying strictly what it takes to get to the top. I pray for you this morning that God will give you that grace in the name of Jesus. God will give you that grace for willingness in the name of Jesus. And the grace for obedience also in the name of Jesus. Can I hear a loud amen? Can I hear a loud amen? Can I hear a louder amen? Do you know that getting to the top is not only a function of God helping you? You have your own part to play in getting to the top. God will not come and obey for you. God will not come and be willing for you. God will not come and hack into instructions for you. You are the one that will hack into the instruction. He will only tell you, my son, this is what to do. My daughter, this is what to do. It's now left for you to listen and to walk with it. And if you do, it will show. You don't need to tell people, and I'm willing, and I'm obedient. If you are willing and you are obeying what he tells you to do, it will show. You don't need to say it. Except those that are blind that will not be able to see it. You know, in my place, they say when your yam is done very well, you use your hand to cover it. But do you know there are some yam that you can't use hand to cover? They are too big. It's only a yam that is very, very small. That is, you can carry your hand, that you can use hand to cover. There are some yam, the thing will come out from different sides as you are trying to cover it. Hello. Your destiny will be so massive. No devil will be able to cover it. I say your destiny will be so massive, nobody will be able to cover it up. Even when you try to hide, you will not be able to hide, because light shineth in darkness and darkness can never comprehend it. Are you getting what I'm saying this morning? That will be somebody's testimony. I say that will be somebody's testimony. If you are that person, say a loud amen. Amen. The way to the top, number two, is be a risk taker. If you are going to get to the top, you must take a risk. There is no rise without risk. There is no reach without risk. If you desire to be at the top, you must take risks. Do you know that another name for faith is risk? Another name for faith is risk. If you are going to be the top in your class, for example, you must take the risk of reading more than others and hoping that in the exam you come out tops. If you are going to dominate spiritually, you must take the risk of regular fastings, hoping that you will not be sick or you will not develop ulcer in the process. My family was talking to me yesterday, and I put them on 3 days fast straight. You must be ready to take the risk for your destiny. Many are not ready to take the risk for the destiny they desire. If your destiny is important to you, there are some risks you must take. Most frontliners are risk takers, whether in business or in ministry. It's a risk. Leaving a high-profile job with salary of millions of naira to say God called you into ministry where there is no chair, there is no salary, there is nothing that you are going to meet there, there is nobody that will say come and take, and you are leaving resource, and you use your own hand to write paper that I'm not working, God called me to ministry. You know, it's a risk. Not that you had some money somewhere, or you have one baba somewhere. You just obeyed him wholeheartedly. In Esther chapter 4, verse 10 to 11, Esther took a risk. Nobody can appear to the king except the king calls for you. And Esther took a risk. She appeared to the king and she said, if I perish, I perish. Did Esther perish? Eh? Say, if I perish, I perish. She appeared to the king And the king said, oh yeah, come. How come? You know the rules now. He said, please, there's an important matter. David took a risk and pursued after bears and lions. I'm not talking about doggo. Bear and lion, pursued after them, collected what is in their mouth, slaughtered the lion. That same courage, he pursued Goliath. And you get to go and read 1 Samuel chapter 17, from verse 1 to the end. He pursued Goliath. So you, I will destroy you in the name of the Lord. Shot at him, hit his head, ran towards him, removed Goliath's sword, cut off his head on the spot, carried it in his hand. A 17-year-old boy. So there is something about risk with the top. I remember when we were coming to ministry, some very close family members said, don't go to ministry, witches and wizards. They can kill you. They can kill your children. They can kill your wife. I say, relax. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. If you will ever get to the top, there are some risks you have to take. Daniel took the risk of not eating the king's food. Daniel chapter 1 verse 8. He took a risk. Daniel 1 verse 8. He proposed in his heart. And Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. He did not. It's a risk for the king to give you food. And he did not eat it. You saw good food. Say, I will not eat it because I feel this food is defiled. Many want to get to the top. They don't want to take the risk of their destiny. Do you know there are many who are facing challenges and refuse to seek God's face? 7 days. 3 days. Vigils. No. I don't know. This Friday now is vigil. This Friday now is vigil. They last for the year. Many want destiny on a platter of gold. If that's how destiny is so cheap, everybody will be at the top now. If that is how breakthrough is so cheap, everybody will do well. There are some risks you must take. Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego took a risk. They refused to bow to Nebuchadnezzar's golden image. Daniel chapter 3 and verse 12. He said, if you do, anybody doesn't bow, he said, we will destroy these certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, these men, O king, they have not regarded thee, nor serve not thy God, nor worship the golden image which you have set up. They refuse. And they told the king, they said, O king, we refuse. And if you want to throw us anywhere, please don't waste time at all. We refuse so that we will not become a refuse. The God we serve will save us. Even if he refuses to save us, it's okay. What a risk. What a risk. In these days where believers, even if they just put toy gun, it's not real gun, no, just toy gun like this, say, deny Jesus. They say, hey, Jesus, no, forget Jesus. Let my life just be safe. This one said, no. Whatever it, do you know some, there are some, God will help us in Jesus' name. Do you know some believers, ordinary to go out in evangelism, they say it's too sunny. They say the sun is too much. Sun must not touch your skin. Whereas sun is vitamin D, which if you are deficient in it, they will be giving you drug for it. Sun is one of the most important things. I must touch this your body every day. Very important for your health. Because it's a vitamin on its own.
But that's a message for another day anyway.
So what are we saying, ladies and gentlemen? If you are going to get to the top, there are some risks you must. It's a risk for us to be doing this work. You can as well be anywhere else. But we decide to take the risk.
Nobody gets to the top. Nobody gets relevant living anyhow.
Nobody gets anywhere living anyhow. There are some risks you must take for your task, so that you can get to the top. Somebody say loud amen.
Somebody being blessed already, shout a big hallelujah. Number three, the way to the top, raise people. Raise people.
Learn to invest in people. Genesis 14 and verse 14, Abraham raised these guys. And when Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants. Did you hear that? Born in his own house, 318, and pursued them. He trained 318 guys. He raised them. He was a people developer. To live for self is to live for less. You can't get to the top or stay at the top if you are not raising others. If you raise people, you will always rise. In 1 Samuel 22 and verse 2, David took 400 known entities. Look at them. Look at their description. Everyone that was in distress, these guys, they were in distress. Everyone that were in debt, they were debtors. Everyone that was discomfited. I'm still on. Gathered themselves unto him, and he became captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. He raised 400 men. They were men in distress. If you are in ministry, let me give you advice. You know one reason in this ministry that we don't raise money? We raise people, and these people will raise the money. We don't need to be raising money. When we touch people's life with our ministry and with the work that we do, they are the ones that will be doing the work. You don't need to be pointing touch lights. Give us money. Give us money. It's not necessary. Impact people. You have enough money for anything you want to do. Nobody gets to the top without raising men. In Daniel chapter 2 and verse 49, Daniel 2 verse 49, when Daniel was promoted, the Bible said he also requested that his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Daniel requested of the king. Now, if you read this story very well, please get, when you get up, you can read it. I'm rushing for time. Then Daniel requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat at the gate of the king. When Daniel was raised, he did not forget his friends. You cannot think of getting to the top and be sustained on the top alone. You are the only person blessed. You are the only person that God is doing something for. No, it doesn't work that way. Everybody and anybody that will be blessed must. Please check. Sam, please go and check outside, I think. These guys, these 400 guys were described differently. The people that were in distress before, look at how they describe them now. These be the names of the mighty men of David. The same men that were in distress before. By 2 Samuel 23 verse 8, these same men, they've already become mighty men of David.
That's how to get to the top. That's how to get to the top. You don't get to the top without raising others.
The more you raise others, the more God blesses you. Do you know one reason why God blesses pastors that are very faithful? If you are a pastor or a servant of God, or even in anything you are doing, and you are doing it faithfully, number one, God will bless you. Number two, if you are ministering to others and you are doing it with a genuine heart, you did not do it because you have any ulterior motive or anything. You do with a genuine heart. What you are praying for those people for, you can lack it. After we had our first three children, boys, my wife and I said, okay, maybe we should stop there. Though when we were younger, we agreed that we're going to have four children. But when we had three, we said, okay, let's just stop here. And then when my wife got pregnant, in the street where we live, there's a professor there, there are other government officials there on the same street. And everybody on that street only had boy children. So when my wife got pregnant, one of the neighbors saw me and said, be getting ready with that. But she can assure me that it will be a boy. Because this street, nobody has girls here. And also, some of other people also mentioned it, that we know that you are a father of boys. All your children will be boys. Even if I have 10 children, they will be boys. So I just laughed. And they are just saying your own. I know my God is a good God. And he knows what I want. So when the child was born and it was a girl, everybody was shocked. The people that talked before, they could not even, they were just hiding somewhere. You can't be blessing other people's children and being a blessing to them and you don't have your own children. You can't be depositing yourself toward the advancement of other people's life, touching other people's life, blessing them, praying for them, fasting, waking up in the night, doing things for them, without any saying, you must give me this, you must do this for me. And then God will not bless you with your own. He cannot do that. Raise men. Touch their lives. Do something that can bless somebody. And then you'll be going to the top. You can't be stopped. Devil can't stop you. Witches can't stop you. Diabolical powers can't stop you. They might try, but you will fail. Why? You are representing God. You are God's representative on earth to mankind. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. Can I hear a loud amen? So when you raise people, it gets to a point in your life that you can't be stranded. Can you imagine God's servant, Baba E. Adeboye, being stranded? Can you just imagine? How? He has raised so many men. Can you imagine God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo, being stranded? How? Even people that are not in our faith. I remember I used to know one of the executive directors with Dangote. And he told me, he was a GM with Dangote. That was many years ago. Maybe close to about 20 years ago now. He said he learned so much from him. I said, he doesn't sleep. Say, we call him 2 a.m. in the night. Have you done? What, how far? How far with this one? How far with the salt my business? How far with the sugar? Has the container come? How far with the... have they gone to bring the raw material? He said he has learned so much from him. He might not have, apart from the fact that, okay, probably he pays him and all that, he has deposited so much in him. In terms of, he has learned so much. You can't deposit into people's life and you now say you are stranded. It's not possible. The top is for those who can invest in others. The top is for those who don't live for their children alone. Pray for somebody here today. May this teaching make real meaning in your life in the name of Jesus. And may the reflections of the genuity of heart that speaks these teachings, may that reflection be obvious to you in the name of Jesus. Number four. I'm talking about the way to the top. Number one is what? Be willing to. Number two. Number three.
Number four, maintain your passion for God's kingdom. If you will get to the top and stay at the top, maintain your passion. I've often told you that your passion gives you your what? Your portion. Your passion for God is what will give you your portion. Your passion affects your destiny. Your passion gives you your position at the top. In Psalms 35 and verse 27, the B part, Psalms 35 verse 27. Okay, let me read everything. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor the righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified with that pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. God delights and is excited by his servants. He's delighted by those that serve him. So I said it with respect to you. Many believers are losing their passion. Many believers are losing. They are still alive. Yes, their passion is in the grave. If evangelism is a problem to you, you're already losing your passion. If serving God with your tithe and with your offering is a problem, you are a problem. Is a problem when your mates are already building churches for God, buying buses for God, doing things for God massively. You are still saying that I will give later. Where's the passion? When coming to serve God is a problem. To come early, to clean, to come early for rehearsal is now a burden. What's happening to your life? What's happening? Where is your passion? The passion that you used to have for God. The burning passion, that fire in your heart for God. That makes you to wake up to pray. You pray for God. Pray for the church. Pray for the sick. Pray for the pregnant. Pray for the children. If you have a problem in coming for a service of 8 o'clock, how can you ever be able to make it for a service of 6 a.m.? It's your passion. When we go to embassies, British embassy, American embassy, interview is 5:30. Nigerians would have been there. They did not sleep there. Oh. They would have been there bereketeciously. From 2 a.m., everybody's coming. Pa, 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 pa. Everybody's already there. By 5 a.m., everybody enter. They don't waste time. If they don't give you, they give you. They want to give you. If they don't want to give you, bye-bye. No, they don't. Five minutes per person. Nigerians are there. Plenty. When it comes to God, that will show you the way of what to do. Folks, passion is being lost. You see, economy. Is it only you that the economy is affected? Economy is a global phenomenon. Okay, look at it now. Some of the countries that people want to run to now, the new presidents there now, they are into mass deportation now from January. Mass deportation. Anybody without full papers is going home. Anywhere they pick them on the street. From that place, Ilenien, straight, go home. Where is our passion? Every believer that will get the best of God, don't let your passion die. If you are in Nigeria, passion. If you are abroad, passion. Anywhere you are, passion for God. I was still here last night. I was still, some of you youths that you drank Coke and you drank. I was the one that picked it last night. You drank Planet here yesterday during youth program. You did not throw it away. I was the one that picked it. I pick it yesterday for you. Because I cannot be here and all the church will be, there will be planning something and I will be waiting for sanctuary to come and be picking this morning. So I pick it so that I can help the sanctuary. So more indirectly, I'm a sanctuary keeper. Don't allow your passion to die.
If you want to get to the top, don't allow your passion to die. Your passion for God, don't allow it to die. The fire you had when you are an undergraduate, in the polytechnic, in the university, where you go for campus raid, you go for evangelism, you go somewhere, you pray for 3 hours. Kakatia kakatosi, ikarita kital. Where is the passion? You are now praying in tongues. You are now saying akakankoku. Passion. I've taken some of our people here on retreats before. You don't follow me on retreat and then by 5:30 you still be meeting me in the room. They know, some of them that followed me for retreats. I've gone for a retreat before that we there's no place to sleep. Where we go there's no room again. We sleep in the car. Or we sleep 1 hour in the car, pray 2 hours, sleep 1 hour in the car, pray. And throughout the night, where is your passion? Where is your passion? Where is your passion? Where is your passion? You have not even married. You don't even have children yet. You have lost passion. What about if Taye is crying here? Kainde is crying here. How will you now do it? You are breastfeeding on both sides. You are at the same time you are frying plantain for your husband. And at the same time your boss is calling you for work. You will not be able to serve God again here. Hello. In Psalm 42 and verse 1. The Bible says, as the heart panted after the water brooks, so panted my soul after thee. Is your soul still panting after God? Is your soul still panting after God? Are you still on fire? Do you still feel something? Or you just want to get the top so that you can have more girlfriends? If I get to the top, you know, many girls will be pursuing me. You have a problem. You see, the fact that many girls are even pursuing you shows that you are visionless. You are visionless. As a guy, say, Joseph, girl that was like a queen was pursuing you, was running. You stay there, they are calling you. They are sending messages to you on Instagram, everywhere. Can we chat you? Can you? No time. Yesterday, one of our church workers here sent me a message. He just said, I appreciate you, sir. I laughed. I was on a mission to go and pray for one family at that time. I lied. This one, oh, funny girl. So, if you send me, I appreciate you. Then I should reply you. I appreciate you. Then you say, how are you, sir? Then I'll say, fine, sir. Oh, your text will be there till forever. I appreciate you, sir. Pam! I want to. Can I get your approval for this? That's how you talk to. It's not that you'll be sitting, you'll not be waiting for me. I'll not be chatting with you. Hello, sir. Fine, sir. Are you there? I'm there. I hear you. No time. No time for frivolities. No time for jagajagaciousness. No time for mesmerizing. No time for rubbish. How will I be able to impact my generation if I'm doing that? If you are in a state of prayerlessness, worshiplessness, studylessness, you are in a state of emergency. You are in a state whereby you are not worshiping like before. Your Bible study is infrequent. It's only once a while. If you don't like hearing things like kingdom projects, church expansion, departmental service, things like that, you are losing fire already. So wake up. Say, wake up call this morning. Not to lose your fire. There are some of you, from tomorrow, Monday, you should start fasting. Father, restore my fire. Restore my fire. I want to. When did my life get to this level that I'm only reading one verse of the Bible in a day? When did my life get to this level that I cannot pray again? How did I get to this level that I now use something to track my use on phone? I use 4 hours on phone, yet 4 minutes in prayer. How did I get to this level? Then you now fast for phone for 1 week.
believer, there's what to do. There's a price to pay. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Don't sit down in church as a youth and do nothing. Don't sit down in church as a youth and do nothing. Yesterday night, after we left here during the youth program, went out for the cell round and came back, tested the new bus that God just gave the church yesterday, drove it myself, brought it back. I now came in, started picking, before we now started pastor's prayer. And then from there, I went back home, continued to work. You don't live casually as a believer and expect anything meaningful. You can't just sit down, do nothing. When you come to church, you came to be served. It is when you are now doing something in church, that is when you are serving God. Coming to church doesn't mean you are serving. It's when you now do something. When you are now doing something, something small here and there, that's when you are serving. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. And don't live your life for possessions. Luke 12:15. For the life of a man does not consist in the abundance of the thing which he possesses. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. As I begin to round up this morning, I'll just give us two things you must avoid. Is it two? Yes, two or more. Two things to avoid if you want to get to the top. Do you want to hear these ones? Two things you must avoid if you want to get to the top and stay at the top. Are you ready for this? One, avoid jealousy. Two things you must avoid if you want to stay at the top. Avoid jealousy. I'll give you three. Avoid jealousy. Jealousy is resentment towards somebody perceived who has an advantage or superiority they hold. It is also envy towards another person's possession. Genesis 37 verse 9 to 11. That was what happened to he dreamed yet another dream and told it to his brethren. And they said, behold, I have dreamt a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and 11 stars made obeisance to me. Go on. And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and your mother and your brethren indeed come and bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth? And his brethren envied him. But his father observed his saying. That was the problem of the brothers of Joseph. If you desire to live a life at the top, avoid jealousy. Learn to celebrate greatness and great people. Learn to celebrate people who have been blessed in your field. Learn to celebrate those who have a testimony. Because it means that your own testimony is also coming. If God is blessing your neighbor, it means God is in the neighborhood. So learn to thank God. What rendered the brothers of Joseph useless was jealousy. Jealousy is a product of a life without vision. When you have vision, you don't have to be jealous of somebody else. Your own part is different from somebody else's part. Thank God for their own part. Thank God for your own part. Hello. When you take eyes off your focus, your vision, your pursuit in life, and fix it on somebody else's results, you open up yourself to jealousy. Once focus is lost, speed is lost. Don't focus on somebody else. Focus on God. Focus on where He's taking you. Once speed is lost, success is lost. When we say witchcraft does not mean that somebody is flying. Witchcraft means bad will. When you see a lady in church with her husband and you have a bad will towards her, that is jealousy. That's witchcraft. When you see a guy who is doing well, very young, you know, say, look at his age, and then I'm older than him. You know, God doesn't use age to share property or bless him. And he will not consult you before he will bless your neighbor. He will not go, what do you think? Should I bless her or not? There are many of you now. Next Sunday is December 1st. Your story financially would have already changed. But you know today now, nobody knows. If people know tomorrow, they would have put acid, pour acid on many of you. Because they would know that, so this person will be great like this tomorrow. Your tomorrow will be all right. There is no need to be bitter, hateful, or resentful to anybody. There is no need. There's no need. When you see someone who is always criticizing successful people, run away from them. They are failures. Anytime you see somebody who is doing well, saying, we don't even know how they are doing it. We don't even know how they got to the top. We don't even know maybe they are even going to, maybe they even do this or that. Run from them. They are failures. If you hang around some people, such people, you can never do well. They are never do well people. Don't hang around those who criticize the successful. And don't allow them to criticize them around you. And don't put points there. Because anybody that is at the top that you criticize, the level they are, you can't get there. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. As I begin to round up, number two thing to avoid, avoid a life of iniquity. If you want to get to the top and stay there, avoid a life of iniquity. Proverbs 14 verse 34. Righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach to any people. If you want to get to the top, avoid a life of iniquity. You see, when a person perpetually walks in sin, they have disconnected themselves from the top. And let me tell you, anybody you see that is doing badly, that is at the top, and they are always going around evil, is just temporary. All these bad people that are doing evil and they are squandering our money and doing evil with it, you will see that at the end of the day, the money will still come back to you and I, because they cannot live to enjoy it. You can't be sniffing life out of people and expect that you will be enjoying your own life. It's not possible. Don't live a life of iniquity. As a lady, don't go and submit yourself to a man that says he's a boss, and sleep with the person so that you can get promotion. You don't need it. Where God will take you to, he will take you there. Don't go and meet somebody in one hotel somewhere because you want to get a job so that you can be the you don't need that. Live for God. Take your stand. I understand in our world right now, all these things can be challenging at times, but you have to do it for your destiny's sake. Somebody blessed already, shout a big hallelujah. And lastly, things to avoid, avoid spiritual complacency. That is, avoid being weak spiritually. Don't be prayerless. Wednesday now is fasting. How I wish everybody here and online will fast. It's my wish that everybody here will fast and wait on the Lord. Study the word. Come to the service. Break it with communion. Don't be spiritually complacent. The people you are fighting with in the ministry where you are working, in the parastatal where you are working, or in the organization where you are working, the people you are fighting with there, what they are consulting, no be child's play. You too, you have to be spiritually alert. You have to be spiritually intense to overcome the wiles of the enemy. Well, I just say I should just give you this small one. I pray that God will give you understanding. I say I pray that the Lord will give you understanding. We'll continue very powerfully in the second service. I trust God that God is going to bless us mightily through the apostle. And I know that you'll be blessed and blessed forever. Rise on your feet, people, and let's give him praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If you are clapping for Jesus, you can clap some more to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Add a shout to it. Add a bigger shout to it. Lift your hands. Let's honor him and thank him this morning. Let's give him all the praise and all the glory. He's worthy of our praise. Your heart to him this morning in this first service, all has bowed. Now just think about yourself, think about your life. God is about to do something great, but he needs you to do the right thing. You're here this morning and you want Jesus in your life afresh. Not that you are a bad person, but you just want to rededicate your heart to God. I want to pray with you right now. Just lift your right hand up above your head. I'll pray with you just where you are standing. I'm going to count from 1 to 3 and I'll pray with you, and your life will never be the same again. Can we minimize movement at this time? You want to rededicate your heart to God. Also, you want to break an addiction. You want to say no to a particular addiction. You have tried on your own, but you could not. But you want Jesus to help you. You want Jesus to help you. Also, I want to pray with you. Just lift up that right hand anywhere you are. I'll pray with you just right now, and God will bless you. One. I'll count from 1 to 3. Don't be the last person. Just think of your life. If Jesus comes now, where will you go? Where will you be your final home? What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his own soul? Anywhere you are, just lift up that right hand and I'm going to pray with you. Just where you are standing, I'll pray with you just right there, and the Lord will bless you. While I'm talking right now, the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. Thank you, Jesus. 2. God bless you. Don't be the last person. Online, on ground, anywhere you are, there's no barrier in the spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. With that right hand lifted, you want to break that addiction. You want to say no to any lifestyle that does not glorify God. You want to return back to Him. As that prodigal son or daughter, you want Jesus afresh this morning, lift that right hand up and I'll pray with you. Now with your right hand lifted, 3, I want to pray with you right now, just where you are standing. Say after me. Thank you, Jesus. With that right hand lifted, say after me. Lord Jesus, please forgive me any of my sins. Please make sure your right hand is lifted if you are taking that prayer. Say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins and cleanse me by your blood. Help me, Lord, to serve you forever. Help me to do your will continually. Thank you for saving me this morning again. Thank you for assisting me this far. I declare Jesus as my Lord and Savior in Jesus' name. Amen. Keep that hand raised as I pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. Now say after. I'm going to pray with you right now. Father, we thank you for these ones. We ask that the same grace that has brought this salvation will bring establishment. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you were blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.